Meta employees protest removal of tampons from men's bathroom by bringing their own. By Hannah Knudsen on January 30, 2025. Some employees of Meta, the parent company of Facebook, are so discouraged by the removal of tampons from the men's bathroom they are engaging in their own form of protest by bringing their own. CEO Mark Zuckerberg made waves this month after overhauling many of the internal and external policies of the company, moving back toward the lane of sanity, more in alignment with the goals of the Trump administration. Such moves included terminating its diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, programs, ditching the left-wing third-party fact-checkers, and removing tampons, a product made for biological women and biological women only, from men's bathrooms. As Breitbart News reported, one notable change implemented by Meta is the removal of tampons from men's bathrooms across its offices in Silicon Valley, Texas, and New York. The company had previously provided these products for non-binary and transgender employees who use the men's room but require sanitary pads because they are women. As part of the recent shakeup, facilities managers were instructed to remove the tampons, sparking discontent among some LGBT employees. The New York Times reported that at least one employee announced their resignation, while others expressed their intention to seek new employment opportunities. However, some who did not go as far as quitting over this issue are still quietly protesting by bringing their own tampons and other female hygiene products and placing them in the men's bathroom. According to the New York Times, to protest Mr. Zuckerberg's actions, some Meta workers soon brought their own tampons, pads, and liners to the men's bathrooms, five people with knowledge of the effort said. A group of employees also circulated a petition to save the tampons. The outlet described the actions as part of the greater quiet rebellions that Silicon Valley workers have staged as they grapple with the rightward shift of their bosses. All the while, President Trump made it clear on day one that his administration would bring an end to the gender insanity embraced by the previous administration. As of today, it will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female, Trump said on his first day in office, prompting a standing ovation. That same day, Trump signed an executive order titled Defending Women from Gender Ideology Extremism and Restoring Biological Truth to the Federal Government, which makes clear that the Trump administration aims to defend women's rights and protect freedom of conscience by using clear and accurate language and policies that recognize women are biologically female, and men are biologically male. The order defines sex as an individual's immutable biological classification as either male or female. The erasure of sex in language and policy has a corrosive impact not just on women but on the validity of the entire American system, the order reads. Basing federal policy on truth is critical to scientific inquiry, public safety, morale, and trust in government itself.